The year is 1963, and I find myself in New York City and on the staff of the National YWCA. I was there from 1956 to 71, right in the heart of the civil rights movement. Dorothy Height was in our YWCA Leadership Services Department and later headed the YWCA Office of Racial Justice. For several years, she led racial justice institutes for YWCA members across the country. It was natural, therefore, when word came of the March on Washington that the National YWCA invited YWCA members across the country to join them in Washington. On August 28, 1963, very early in the morning, three YWCA buses left New York City for Washington, D.C. We remember little things. Here is one. Knowing that the weather in D.C. might be beastly hot, we were told to bring water to drink. They wanted no one fainting along the way. There was no bottled water in the 60s, so for several days before the trip, many of us rinsed and rinsed dishwash detergent bottles so our bottled water would not taste like soap. Soon after our buses began the journey, we realized that we were being joined by others coming from everywhere. The logistics and planning were amazing. We had a designated place to park, and it was near there that our many YWCA friends joined us. It was not near the Lincoln Memorial, but we soon found a place in line and literally marched toward the podium. We had a large-sized YWCA banner which stretched across the road, and I was very proud to carry that banner part of the way. We were there to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. You no doubt have seen pictures of the over 200,000 people, young, old, black, white. There was such a feeling of unity, for we all knew why we were there. Many organizations were represented with their banners, and in addition to those actually marching, there were thousands who just came on their own to show solidarity with the cause. Dorothy Height was on the podium for a brief speech representing both the YWCA and the National Council of Negro Women. She often worked with Dr. King and with our elected officials. Our location for the program was unbelievable. To the right in the shade, right by the podium, we could see the sea of faces stretching from the Lincoln Memorial to the Washington Monument. And what a wonderful amplifying system. All could hear. We listened and we heard the words of Dr. Martin Luther King as he gave that I Have a Dream speech. And it still rings in our hearts, and we still say, let freedom ring, as many of us continue the tasks of working for civil rights, economic equality, and world peace. We know that one day we will be free, but also know that none of us are free until all of us are free.